Every Wednesday, I would wake up early, shower, sober up, and then hit the interstate. At around the same time, across town, she was likely kissing her husband goodbye for the day, while readying her kids for school. She was bored, and there wasn't much else I was good for. We'd meet at a parking lot, and we would carpool into her picturesque neighborhood, the type with perfectly trimmed hedges and stay-at-home Stepford wives. I'd lay in the back seat as she'd smile, wave, and issue pleasantries to the neighbors with yellow laps. Once the garage door was completely closed behind us, she'd walk in, and just as quickly pour me my first drink. Whiskey. We used each other. She would try and forget, and I would try to feel something again. For a few hours, at least. I thought I'd be uncomfortable in a bed belonging to another man, but I wasn't, even in the slightest. After all, it was just a bed. And it was just a marriage. And neither means all that much, unless you don't have them. This went on for a few months, and eventually she learned what I had known all along. We couldn't save each other. I'm sure she still has her marriage. And I still drink whiskey. Neat.